Hello and welcome to the Sustainable Life podcast. My name is Em, and I'm the host of this podcast and the founder of the free Sustainable Life app, an app for sustainable living made easy. You can download it today on both Apple and Android. The Sustainable Life app connects you with sustainable brands and businesses worldwide. And the purpose of this podcast is to interview various experts around the globe about topics relating to sustainability. Our podcast's objective is to help keep you informed, encouraged, and inspired. So today's podcast is a super short one, but also a fun and informative one. And it's a tangent conversation that I went on with Dr. Shibita Teja, who's a naturopath, in a previous podcast episode. And I kind of removed this tangent conversation from that podcast episode and thought it would be so cool to make it its own episode. And we were discussing immune health and our immunity. And then somehow we ended up talking about women's menstrual cycles and our periods. And did you know that PMS symptoms are not normal? Because I didn't. I didn't know that at all. I thought it was normal to have, like, you know, dips in mood swings and have really crazy cravings every once in a while. And just in general, like, PMS symptoms. But apparently they're not normal at all. So I'm not going to tell you too much more because I really want you to enjoy the following interview. But today's podcast show, it's really fun for women, but also for the men out there who want to learn more about PMS. So, and those are words I never thought I would say. So without further ado, let's get started. Can I ask you a general question and just let me know if this is normal? I know a lot of my girlfriend's experiences too, so I'm not alone here. But like a few days before your period where you just get really emotional and sometimes you just like cry and you have no idea why you're crying. Is that normal?
Totally.
Like, does that mean there's something wrong with you? Because I was talking to one of my friends and I was like, you know, I just felt so emotional all day and I don't know why. Like, my life is fine. And, you know, I was off. I was just feeling so off. And then at night, for some reason, I just started crying. And I'm going to make myself sound crazy, but like a lot of women go through this. And
you're
then
not
two
crazy.
Days later, it's like, oh, I got my period. And it was like, oh, it was the 2 days before my period cry. And I was talking
totally.
To my
totally, yes.
That happens to me too. And my husband has to deal with me. And I, and I was like, okay. So I just thought I'd ask you, since we're already on the hormone topic, is that something you should be looking into, or is that normal?
That's such a great question. And it is so common. So these are the caveats here. If it's happening regularly, so every month, like you said, it's timed around your period, so you know that it's either before or during your period, it is contributing to maybe mood swings, irritability, so contributing to an imbalance in your home environment, for example, or affecting your mood, affecting your work performance, affecting relationships, that is not normal. So that can
be
corrected with looking at your hormones in more detail and looking for imbalances. Because again, that's exactly what I was talking about with estrogen dominance, that when estrogen is higher in relation to progesterone, you tend to get PMS or premenstrual syndrome. And that that incorporates the PMS type symptoms. So that can be irritability, mood swings, bloating, cramping, passing clots, like all of that. This is a common question and a common answer that I get every time I'm asking about a patient's menstrual cycle. Our initial appointments are 60 minutes for this reason, because we're going through I'm asking a ton of questions. And when I get to the menstrual section, this is what I'm asking. So, yes.
Like, do you cry 2 days before your period? Just tell the truth. Okay, so that's weird, because I've been to my doctor and I've done the hormone test and they say I'm normal. So could it just be, the fact that I'm a woman then, or not?
I would go to the saliva or urine testing, because you probably got tested with your blood work, so hormones in your blood. It would matter, like I said, what day of the month you got tested. So earlier in around day 3 of your cycle, that's the best time to test for estrogen. Between day 19 to 21 is the best time to test for progesterone. So all of that matters. So just looking at that and saying that everything looks normal, that's one thing. But if you're still having symptoms, quote unquote symptoms, then you want to be looking at more in-depth testing. And that is saliva or urine, because you're looking then at metabolites of the hormones. You're getting more in-depth. Like, let's go back and see what actually could be deficient or in excess and correct those pathways, those hormonal pathways.
So essentially, like, when you're just about to get your period or on your period is when you really want to test, is what you're essentially saying, right? Because when you say day 1, day 3, or day 19, I have no idea what that means.
Right. So the first day of your cycle is when you're actually, when you're bleeding.
Yeah.
Right. So, and again, we could do a whole podcast
on just,
I think we should do one
our periods. Yeah.
Because I will take you through actual day 1 to 28 of your cycle, exactly what's happening, the hormone fluctuations, ovulation, how to measure that, all of that. So
okay,
we can go into, yeah, a lot more detail. But if it's something that was not picked up in your blood work and you're still exhibiting symptoms, this goes for everybody that's listening to the podcast now, really across the board. If you're still having symptoms, your blood work was normal, that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't be treated. As a naturopath, I'm looking at optimizing the patient. So treating the patient, not just the labs.
Right.
And so I look then at the lab work in more detail, because again, as a medical doctor, they're just looking to see, are you within range or out of range? And truthfully, that's all they should be doing. They're doing their job. For me as a naturopath,
so I can't go to my doctor and say, hey, I was talking to my naturopath and she says, you're still crying 2 days before your period. Just as an example, like, you know, you're getting a little bit emotional. And I think it was because you did a blood test. Can you do a saliva or a urine test? Like, I can't go and say that because my doctor will just be like, you're crazy. You're within range. Stop talking to your naturopath.
They won't be able to order saliva or urine testing unless they're affiliated with the specialized lab facilities.
Oh.
Right? Rocky Mountain Lab is one particular analytic group that I deal with, because they do offer comprehensive hormone testing with both saliva and urine. So it depends on the medical doctor. I won't do a blanket statement and say all medical doctors won't be able to order it. But what you might want to do is go to a naturopath to say, I'm still having symptoms. And what a naturopath will look at is that blood work. They'll still look at the same blood work, but they'll look at the actual numbers and see, are you on the low end of normal? Are you on the high end of normal? Because then we're trying to match up the symptom to that blood work report. Everything, and I see this time and time again, everything can be within range, but I'm looking then, for example, let's take thyroid, looking at free T3, free T4. If they're on the low end of normal and they are exhibiting symptoms of low thyroid or hypothyroidism, that constitutes somebody that I can treat with very mild supplementation or mild support, but that would constitute treatment, because again, treat the patient, not just the lab. And so we're trying to optimize the lab, treat the patient and their symptoms. So you can absolutely go to a naturopath for more in-depth, a more in-depth look at potentially just normal results.
Beautiful. Okay. Wow. Like, my big I have brain fog now from that, because like my takeaway is, wow, that's not normal. And I did not know that's not normal. And I'm not saying I always cry, but like there is a difference, and a lot of women feel
yes.
it. So it's good to know that's not normal. What?
Yes. And you're not alone. And it's taken probably months to even see that there was a pattern. Right, that you're more emotional 2 days prior, and this is happening, you know, every cycle or more often than not. Well,
an episode done on like Modern Family where, like, you know, sorry, that's my doorbell, but there's an episode done on like Modern Family where like Phil and Luke are really afraid of like the girls in the house because
they're monstrating.
Yeah. And I guess they get their time during their cycle or whatever.
Yes.
For every woman, it's different. So like,
yes.
Are, you literally just told us that's not normal. And we've been told to believe that is normal. So I'm so confused.
Yeah, this blew my mind when I learned it in naturopathic medical school too, that PMS symptoms aren't normal. You don't need to suffer during your period. And my mind was blown. So I am right there with you. But yeah, and I blow a lot of people's minds. when I say this exact statement to patients, it is like, what? Really? But yeah, you do need to look at your hormones because you, and again, if it's a mild case of, you know, cravings or feeling a little emotional, if it's not impacting your work, your relationships, your home life, then that's a different story. But if it is impacting your performance, it is impacting your home life, it is impacting relationships, then yes, it isn't normal.
Okay, good to know. So it's okay to like want a little bit of French fry, a little bit of chocolate, but not to like be sad and cry and feel brain fog. So
absolutely,
I will investigate. That is really fascinating. Wasn't that such an interesting conversation to listen to? I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did and you learned something. Please subscribe to this podcast and tell your friends. Thank you for listening to this podcast. The Sustainable Life app is a digital platform which includes a mobile app, website, podcast, and documentary series, all centered around the five factors for sustainable consumption: impact on human health, environmental impact, respect for human rights, respect for animal rights, and last but not least, socioeconomic advantage, because we want brands and businesses who have sustainable practices to succeed. The purpose of the free Sustainable Life app, available on both Apple and Android, is to connect you with sustainable brands and businesses worldwide. Use the app to do direct-to-consumer online shopping or for the fun hashtag shop local function, through which you can find local retail shops, grocery stores, cafes, restaurants, salons, spas, event venues, eco-hotels, eco-tours, and even eco-service providers like makeup artists, naturopaths, and dog groomers. This app was created to make sustainable living easy for you. Use it at home and while you travel to live a life in line with your core values. And of course, to hashtag shop local. The app is available on both Apple and Android devices. Have a story idea or suggestions for a future guest for our podcast? Visit www.sustainablelifeapp.com to submit an idea, or email us at podcast@sustainablelifeapp.com with your guest or show idea suggestions. Just a note that we are a non-judgmental community. It is our belief that no one is perfect, but if we all do our part to consume more sustainably, there will naturally be a positive ripple effect worldwide. Our hope is that the app helps to positively impact your health, the environment, and all living beings. On a legal note, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are that of the guest and do not necessarily reflect that of Mangla Bansal, Tell Your Story Productions, Inc., and its subsidiaries, affiliates, and associated companies, together with all respective officers, directors, and employees thereof. Thank you for being such an important part of our community. The love enlighten me salutes the love enlighten you. See you next time.